This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3324 for Thursday, the 29th of April 2021. Today's show is entitled InfoSec Podcasts Part 1 News and Current Events and is part of the series Privacy and Security. It is hosted by Trey and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is presenting my favorite information security news and current events podcasts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello again, this is Trey. This is part one of a six-part series related to information security podcasts. Why am I recording this series? Well, the topic, what podcasts you listen to, was in the list of recommended topics. I'm very passionate about information security, and we desperately need people to fill information security jobs in many different specialties. InfoSec is a rapidly changing field, and it is critical to stay current. As a result, I listen to tons of InfoSec-related podcasts. Because there are so many podcasts to list, I will break them down into six different episodes based on the topics. Part 1 will be InfoSec News and Current Events. Part 2 will be General Information Security Podcasts. Part 3 will be Career and Personal Development Podcasts. Part 4 will be Social Engineering. Part 5 will combine three different topics, Hacks and Attacks, Technical Information and Learning, and InfoSec Community and Social History. Finally, Part 6 will be Information Security Leadership. So let's get started with Part 1. InfoSec News and Current Event Podcasts. Why would you want to listen to them? Well, first, you may want to stay current with what's happening for your own personal growth. Or, if you already work in IT or InfoSec, you can have early awareness about attacks to look for and how to find indicators of compromise or what those indicators of compromise might be. You can also learn new tools and techniques. Sometimes these can even give you a head start answering questions from leadership when they ask you about what they've heard on the news or from a peer. So without further ado, let's get started on the list. The first podcast I recommend to anyone in InfoSec is the SANS Internet Storm Center Stormcast, hosted by Dr. Johannes Ulrich. This is a daily podcast that drops early in the morning Eastern Time. It covers the latest cybersecurity news. It is the first information security podcast I ever started listening to, and it's still the first one on my playlist every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it by Googling SANS Internet Storm Center Stormcast, or I will have the link in the show notes. The second podcast I recommend is Cybersecurity Headlines. This is also a daily podcast dropping fairly early in the morning, Eastern Time US. It covers the latest cybersecurity news, and it caps off every week with a Friday podcast that covers the week in review and has a special guest that discusses some of the topics they've covered during the week. This is part of the CISO series of podcasts. You can find it by Googling Cybersecurity Headlines, or the link will be in the show notes. The next podcast I recommend is The CyberWire, hosted by Dave Bittner. You will find that throughout this series, I reference several different podcasts hosted by Dave Bittner. He's a great presenter and has a number of podcasts that have made my list. The CyberWire is a daily podcast, Monday through Friday, but it drops in the afternoon U.S. time. It covers the latest in cybersecurity news and sometimes has interesting interviews. You can find it by Googling The CyberWire, or by clicking the link in the show notes. The next podcast I recommend is the Shared Security Show, hosted by Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. This is a weekly show with news, tips, advice, and interviews with cybersecurity professionals and privacy experts. Just Google Shared Security Show or follow the link in the show notes. Next is another one of my favorites, the Transatlantic Cable Podcast. Now, this is a sponsored show sponsored by Kaspersky. I will try to make a point of noting sponsored shows anytime that there's sponsorship by an organization, because that can induce a certain bias into the show. The Transatlantic Cable Podcast is hosted by Jeff Esposito and Dave Buxton. It's a weekly podcast that covers InfoSec news, discussions, and, you know, any other topics they may find of interest. They also may interview other people from Kaspersky. To listen to this podcast, simply Google Transatlantic Cable Podcast or follow the link in the show notes. One of my very favorite shows is Security Now, hosted by Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte. This is part of the Twit TV network of shows. Steve Gibson is an amazing individual. He has been around for a long time. He is the man who coined the term spyware and also created the first anti-spyware program. He's the creator of SpinRite, Shields Up, and a number of other tools to really help our lives get better. The show delves into hot topics in security every week. It is a weekly show. The SpinRite tool that Steve Gibson invented has helped me salvage many a hard drive over the last few decades, so I'm a big fan of Steve. He's one of those people that continues to do all his coding directly into assembly language. And he does a great job of simplifying technical topics. You can Google Security Now, or you can visit the Twit TV network, or follow the link in the show notes to get to that show. The next one I recommend is the Security Ledger. This is presented by Paul Roberts. It's a weekly show. It kind of has a feel to it like National Public Radio, just with the tone and the way it's presented. It's a weekly podcast that gives a mix of news and interviews. You can Google Security Ledger or follow the link in the show notes to get to that podcast. The last one to round out my news segment is Risky Business Podcast. This is hosted by Patrick Gray and Adam Boileau. It's a weekly podcast, and they discuss the week's cybersecurity news with an interesting international perspective, as they're coming from the land down under. They also have periodic vendor interviews and other things like that in their snake oilers segments, so you can be aware of that. Also, one thing to be note, sometimes because this is an international topic or international podcast, but many of the topics relate to the United States, there may be some political discussion in them where their perspectives may differ a little from those in the United States about whom they're reporting. I hope that this episode has introduced you to some new sources of information. Give some of them a try, and I would love to get your feedback. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.